The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Here we go! They did it, fellas! We're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside a sunny Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it's 58 degrees. The high is 61. The low is 38.
There's one Eagles fan that's still out there. He's, that's all good. He's Shannon. That's Nate. Chris is in the back keeping us up and running. I am Jesse Holly. That's Zaddy Kurt right there.
There we go.
That's Zaddy Kurt right there. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys. Pick your cup up.
Okay.
The sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel these Cowboys. When we speak.
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor meets its wings.
Wade Cook was flying on them yesterday, man.
They did it, fellas.
He was in his crop duster.
We broke
some wings. Mm.
They beat somebody over 500. We can no longer say that they have not beaten a worthy opponent.
The game warden showed up at my house. I told him, the Eagles got on the play, sir.
They did it. Initial thoughts. Kurt, go.
Love it. Man, that was amazing. You know,
We will refer to him as Zaddy.
Got some energy today. Yeah. I like it. Let's go.
To beat them by 20? Oof. Who'd have thought that? I mean, I was just,
well,
like Nate said.
One of us thought that, and I will get to that in a minute when the back pat starts happening.
Uh-oh. It's funny how it's always a bad thing when I pat my back. But, boy, when other folks are out in this show, they start stretching the night before. Epsom salt baths. Epidural. They want no pain.
No one's arm is as double-jointed as yours, so don't say that. You can
otherwise.
Reach way down there.
Says otherwise, my guy. You know how that right arm of yours is.
No, I got a little bump right there, but your arm goes all the way down to your butt crack whenever you go to start patting. And no one has ever said it's a bad thing. We just like to call it out.
It's never going to be a bad thing as long as I'm around.
What were your initial thoughts?
Boy, what a statement. Mm-hmm. Boy,
finally,
what
we got our statement game, right?
Yeah. Boy, what a statement. And I'll get into what I really felt was the statement part of this game. But boy, what a statement by the Dallas Cowboys to put the entire football world on notice that we do the same things sometimes to the good teams as we do to the bad teams. We tell them to go get a switch. The bad teams and under 500 teams, the booty juice teams, and we told the Eagles to go get their switch as well.
There you go. Nate, initial thoughts.
I'm with it, man. I'm with everything these two guys have said, man. But I'm with Zaddy and I'm with Jess. I'm rolling, man. Y'all know I'm excited. I got one more victory. We got five in a row. One more victory.
You got to win the rest of them.
Nah. It's going to be hard to get all of them, but I knew we could get six. Yeah.
Your
we can get
first
six.
Place,
your
Dallas
thoughts?
Cowboys. It sounds good, doesn't it?
What did you feel? What was your thoughts?
What did you feel?
It's been a long time since, you said it, the football world is on notice. It's been a long, maybe never, that. Since I've been here, since the 90s.
The Cowboy came out in him, though.
Yeah.
If
it weren't for the 49ers, everybody would be talking the Cowboys are the best team in football. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the 49ers. Now, you feel a little bit better now about their chances, but you still kind of, I know what Nate's thinking. I had to find a way to put doubt in there. But no, but it was, they did what they needed to do. And they've been doing this for the last, five, 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Play who you got in front of you, beating the really bad teams really bad, and then you beat a really good team, and you can make excuses. But that's the thing. I don't hear people making excuses.
There is none.
There's not.
There is
none.
They
beat them.
Jesse.
They beat
Help
them.
Me. And we you got, just tell on the tip of his tongue. He still want to say, but.
There's no buts today.
Okay.
I'm going to enjoy this.
Okay.
We got a kicker, boys. They're showing highlights of him. What a crazy story. And First player ever to hit a 59 and a 60-yarder in a game. Is that?
I love how that? We break stats down today, like nowadays. Like, 59 yards.
Yeah.
Like, who finds out that it's a first player to kick 59? Well, not 58, not 58 and a half, just 59 and a 60-yarder.
Yeah, crazy. I'll go through some of this.
Rookie of the year.
That's right. He is. It's a rookie year.
Craig hasn't missed a field goal yet. He's missed a few extra points. Yeah. No field goals yet. Man, Jim Fossil looks just like a genius, doesn't he?
I remember catching him during training camp in the parking lot. And I said, Coach, you got all these kickers, man. What you going to do? And he told me, he said, Aubrey kid is one I'm going to keep. About 3 days later, he cut all the rest up. And he just went with the Aubrey kid. Yeah.
When he told you that, did you go do some research? You're like, why is he keeping this team?
Yeah, US of L, I mean, he's a US of L brother. And so I rode that train, so I'm with him.
I didn't realize he was local until last night. He's a local kid.
Yeah.
Played right down the street, didn't he? Yeah.
Soccer.
Yeah. Soccer guy.
Soccer guy, though. He wasn't a football guy.
Never played
guy.
Football.
Nah.
Software engineer, right? Wasn't he a software engineer? Yeah.
Like, so. Why don't you do something football wise? I mean, he never played football and he's a star now. I mean, you can.
It's too late, Nate. It's too late.
Why you say yes?
It's too late. I'm still gonna race Jesse before the end of the year.
You know. Okay.
Only reason you know what, man? I'm riding with you, dog. I mean, I'm riding with you. I ain't betting on you.
No. We were talking about this leaving the other day. I was like, we're going to do this because when can a civilian go race, just have a foot race with a professional athlete? Never. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you just can't just call a professional athlete up and go, hey, I want to race you. Like, I have an opportunity to race a professional athlete, and I'm going to do it.
A real athlete, basketball and football.
Yes. So
a real athlete.
We're going to do it before the
end. Jazz, if you lose.
Oh.
You know you'll never.
We all do it like a WWE.
Will own you.
Like a WWE match. Yeah, Jesse cannot come back. Cannot come back on the show.
You won't have to do a WWE match. I won't show back up. I'm done. You won't have to worry about doing none of the theatrics. I won't show back up.
Oh, man. All right, let's take some phone. No shows tomorrow. We just found out. No show because people are going to do some good tomorrow. They're going to the Salvation Army to hand out gifts, their yearly trek down there. So.
Oh, well, since we're still on this, donations are still available, still open. We're doing shopping this Thursday, up until this Thursday. If you have not donated and you want to donate, you can go to my my Twitter page, at Mr. Fourth and Long. The link is in the bio. Or you can hit me on email at Hollys, H-O-L-L-E-Y-S, helping, H-E-L-P-I-N-G, hands, H-A-N-D-S, at gmail.com. Someone from the team will get back to you to send you the link, give you information about anything that you may need. But, yeah, if you find it on your heart that you want to donate to a great cause, Hollys Helping Hands, we're doing shopping this Thursday. So donations will be open until this Thursday.
Awesome. Yeah, if you want to help Nate Newton, just go right into any Texas bank and just say, hey, I'm getting the big Newton. I was just joking. Good thing, Jesse.
Good stuff, Jesse.
So awesome. No show tomorrow. Gotcha.
No show tomorrow. So let's take some phone calls today. 888-855-2297.
What'd I do?
You said that you was going to get a little deeper.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into that.
No, we got time. We got time. Share.
We got time.
No, I want to hit when we go calls.
Okay. Yeah. Have you twist my arm? Have you twist
my arm? Yeah, share, man. Because when we go to the calls, I want to go calls.
I think the biggest statement for me in this game, and to borrow a phrase from one of our great philosophers of our generation, I think, Michael Irvin,
I thought you were going to say Kanye.
No, Michael Irvin. You know, I mean, Mike has quotes like, we're losing recipes and all that kind of stuff. Crack your brain open, put the seed in there. Like, but Mike said, and I love this quote that Mike said. He said, to beat a man, you attack his weaknesses. To break a man, you attack his strengths. Mm. And the biggest statement I thought the Cowboys made last night, well, they said, we know we can pass the ball on you guys. Your secondary has been suspect all year long. But where you guys hang your hat is with the big, the Georgia boys up front. Yeah. and that defensive front. And the Cowboys, when they wanted to run the football, they ran the football. They ran it up the gut. They ran it on the edges. They countered. They did whatever they wanted up front, and they were able to run the football efficiently, effectively. And for me, that was the biggest statement of the game, because not only did you dominate them up front this game, but that also puts in the back of their mind, when you see us again, because you're going to have to probably play this team again in the playoffs at some point in time, right? Mm-hmm. If you're planning to get to Vegas, they're probably going to be in your way. But you've now planted a seed in their minds, and you gave your team the belief that we can go at these dudes up front. Yeah, I get it. Fletcher Cox and Jalen Carter and company.
Big Davis.
Jordan Davis. But they won the trenches. And that's something that we really haven't been able to say for a long time, since like Travis Frederick was our center. Being able to win the trenches. Wasn't pretty. Wasn't pretty all the time. Wasn't just a, you know, all out demolition.
32 carries, 138 yards, 4.3 average, 22 long.
Bro, that's good. That's good work.
Yeah,
that's good work. Tony Pollard, 23 touches overall in the game, 96 total yards. Rico Dowdle. It was a great combination of Rico and Tony Pollard back and forth, series after series. And you saw those guys in late in the game. That's playoff football. Late in the game, can you turn around and hand the ball into the guts of your running backs and get the 3, 4, 5 yards to keep that clock moving, to wear them jokers down? Because when you beat up a team, they don't want to tackle in the fourth quarter. And I think you saw that. So for me, that was a huge statement. You know, Mike McCarthy got his appendix taken out, which means he's had more room in his gut to call plays from his gut. And he called a masterful game last night.
How long did you think of that?
I did that last night on my post-game show. So I had to make sure I brought that back up today. Nice. But yeah, and that was a huge statement for me in this game, that we can beat you through the air, but I want you to know that when it comes time for us to get physical with you and win the game in the trenches, we own y'all there as well.
So are they becoming a physical team?
Yeah, pump your brakes now there.
They trying.
It's becoming. Yeah, I said trying. Becoming. I didn't say are they. I said are they becoming.
You know another thing,
a little
thing,
too much
Brother
dip
Jess.
In your Mexico chips. You know what I'm saying? You got a little too much dip in your Mexico chips.
Another thing, Brother Jess and Kurt and Shannon, is our stars had a hand in this. The guys that we really, the Cooks, mm-hmm. the Fergies, the Lambs, the, you know, Tony, just guys that you're going to have to depend on in the playoffs. They show, you know, my man battling Lane, Parsons battling Lane, and we seeing him up in Lane. I mean, he's physically getting with Lane. That right there impressed me, because normally he trying to, you know, find that weak spot. He played a lot on the right tackle. So he was going at him, my friend, at all costs. Even put, you know, got that, you know, hands to the face. That right there was nice. I mean, just I like to see Stephon Gilmore. I owe you a little apology, because you kind of held
man,
water.
The old man,
yeah, old man
up,
held water.
He?
And so Bell, you held water yesterday. So because I saw one time the center point right at him. He looked at the quarterback and said, "Let's run the quarterback draw." And he pointed right at me. Bill, jump. You know, so, but you are so spot on with what you're saying, man. We talked about that because you was like, "Hey, Nate, this is how they got to attack." And we were saying the same thing when it came to running, you know. But I enjoyed this game, man. Now we can get to the calls. I want to hear what
you're saying. Well, now we got to go to a break.
Yeah, we got to go to a break.
Before we go to break, yeah, this might get lost in some part, but have you ever, I don't recall ever a receiver getting 94 yards and you feeling as good as you did about the guy that matched up against him? Because to me, Gilmore was the MVP of the game, one of the MVPs of the game last night. Just the way they didn't let him have any yards after the catch, the way he fought, you know,
with
had some attitude.
3rd-and-1, he got a 4th-and-1.
Yeah, which we talked about. You know, we talked about this team having a little fire in its belly.
I agree
with
you. Ferg is that guy. He's the attitude guy. Dude. I agree.
You see the ref go over to him and be like, "Bro, calm down a little bit."
Like, I talked to the tight ends coach, and I was like, "Hey, man, what would you tell him? Don't leap over the guy." I'm like, "That man, chill out."
Yeah.
You go up to the ref. He said, "You go up to the ref and say, thank you, ref."
Yeah.
And he made Ferg go up to the ref and say, "Hey, ref, thanks for calming me down."
Because he was talking trash.
Yeah, because the ref told him, said, "The next time, I will flag you." and that got the tight ends coach. Is his name Wells?
Lunda.
Lunda Wells. He was a little upset.
Good old Louisiana boy.
Yeah.
From Baker. Good old country boy. Yes. But, but I mean, you're starting to see, like, some of your guys have a little fire. It's been a while since that's been contained. You have a guy here or there, but, like, you saw Gilmore, you know, fired up.
Don't call me old.
Don't
call me old.
Ferguson stays fired up. You know, Dak getting fired up. It's like you're starting to see some spark plugs on this team.
And I like it. And
I like it a lot, man. I don't know. It's starting to feel different. It's starting to feel a little bit different.
Let's just go to Buffalo and beat them.
You think they feel this? They feel it now? Like, we made our statement?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think – let's answer this after the break before we go to calls.
888-955-2297.
There you go. Let's answer this. We as fans don't want to see the 49ers. Don't say it, because I know as soon as I say it, you're going to say it out loud. Hold it for after the break. Do you think this team is like, okay, we're ready. We want to go play them right now. Let's don't get ahead of ourselves, but do you think they're feeling themselves that much? Let's take calls when we get back, and we'll answer that on the next segment of Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment on this Victory Monday of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by
Blockchain.
Thank you, Blockchain.com. And I would like to pat myself on the back in this beginning of the second segment. I had the score at 34-17. I missed it by 5 points, but Miss Geneva from Port Arthur almost nailed it. She had the score 30-14. So she she outdid me.
She knew her stuff.
She did.
Well, where was Jess on this?
Jess was
who? Me.
Yeah.
Jesse was 23 points off.
And how far was my man Kurt?
Kurt was only 15 points off. Chris came in dead ass laughs at 28 points off. 40-34.
But nah, by me saying 1 point, how far was I?
You were off, what is that, 46, 45 points? So, wow. And then no one got the longest play from scrimmage.
It was John.
Third play of the game. No, Kevontae Turpin.
Jay.
The third play of the game.
Oh, the sweep.
The sweep.
That was the 22-yarder?
The 22-yarder.
Yes. Dang. Well, he went.
We said anything over 20 yards.
Man, he went.
Oh, the first one.
Oh, the first.
Not the longest.
Not the longest. The first one over 20 yards.
Ooh, he went, bro.
He did. He was.
He went,
that dude's quick, man. That dude is quick.
And he's learned, too. Because that dude came close to him. He sat quick. He stepped out of bounds.
You hurt my shoulder. You even ruined my season.
A couple of quick numbers before we go to the phone. Michael Parsons, by getting a sack last night. Only two players since 1982 with 12 sacks in each of their first three seasons. He joins
USFL, Reggie White.
The Minister of Defense.
And the Cowboys have won 8 games by 20 or more points this year, setting a franchise record for the most 20-point wins in a season.
You know how many 20-point wins the Eagles have this season?
How many? Zero?
Eagle egg.
Wow. With 30 points last night, they became the only team in NFL history to score at least 30 points in each of its first 7 home games of a season. And Brandon Aubrey, we already talked about it. I find that hard to believe.
He's the first player
in NFL history to make 2 field goals of 59 yards or longer in the same game. Yes, my question was, before we go to the phones, we as fans,
you keep putting more stuff before the phones.
We as fans don't want to see the 49ers. Do you think that locker room wants another shot at those guys? Or do you think that they're still like, I don't know if we can beat those guys. What do you think?
I'm sure they're telling themselves, we'll want another shot, but Detroit knocks off the 49ers, they're not going to be upset. They're not going to be upset.
No, do you think they want some redemption? How do you think they're feeling, Nate? You've been a part of those.
I've been a part of that,
teams.
Man.
Do you feel invincible after a win?
I want the easiest path to the Super Bowl. In my case, the NFC Championship. I want the easiest path. If the 49ers.
In my case, the NFC Championship.
No, because that's where we'll see them at. Is I'm correct?
You are correct.
If we see them, that's where we go. It ain't gonna be in the Super Bowl.
But you're trying to shy away from that Super Bowl, because you know that's where my destination where they gotta go.
Jesus. I am not gonna debate you.
that's another show.
I'm loving it though. I'm loving it. But me personally, I go back from my past year. No, we did not want to see them 49ers. We did not want to see them. We wanted the easiest path to the NFC Championship game. To win that championship game, if you saw them then, there's no fear. There's a whole hell of a lot of respect, but there's no fear.
What about you?
They don't want to see them.
You don't think?
They'll say it to the media, and they'll say all the right things.
But when they go home.
And those behind those closed doors, when they're doing that pillow talking, they say, babe. Boy, I sure hope so-and-so knocked the Niners off. Listen, baby. If they knocked the Niners off, we good.
We good.
What are they saying in the locker room to each other, though?
Same thing. Hey, bro. Boy,
I hope somebody gets lucky.
Yeah. Hey. You start looking around, you be like, man, them jokes was good, man. Yeah. You'll have one and be like, nah, man. You know who's the guy that's always like, nah, man, we want to see the – it's the knees of the world. It's the guys who really ain't going to play that much and who really don't have to deal with the nonsense. It's the me's of the world.
The guys that ain't got to face the Joey Bosa. Ain't saying, man, I want Bosa. Yeah, I'm going to show the world who I am.
It's the me's of the world. Like, hey, man, we could take them. They're like, we? What?
It's not the guy lining up across from Trent Williams.
No. It's not the guy that got to cover Debo for 4 quarters. No, it's always the me's of the world. It's always the Jesse Hollins. Like, man, we could take them, man.
Kevontae Turpin, huh?
Yeah.
Like, bring them on.
Bring them on. Hey, relax, brother. You don't have to deal with George Kittle for 4 quarters.
All right, now. Chris, who we got on the phone?
First up, we got, by the way, you're going to need to listen to this. Nate, you met your headphones on. Sean from PA.
Sean from PA. You in Eagles territory?
Yes, it was a great game last night. What's going on, fellas? I actually watched it with my neighbor. He's a big Philly fan, and he was quiet the first half. Second half, he kind of, you know. Second half, you know, he was getting a little loose when Dak fumbled that ball. But at the same time, I told him, I said, look, be patient. I said, yeah, I know you guys, you know, are a great second half team, but Dak is coming out there to win the MVP, and I think he played very well. Gilmore stepped up, shut down his boy A.J. Brown, and after the third quarter, he was like, all right, man, I'm about to shut up shop. I mean, you know, I'm about to kick you out the garage. So, I said, well, dang, man, you know, I watched the game with you the first game. You know, you wasn't talking all this, and all of a sudden now you want to kick me out. So I say, look, man, let me order some pizza. We sat down, ordered some pizza, and watched the rest of the game. And it was a great game, and I think they played well. And like Nate said, I think you got to take it one game at a time. And Buffalo, that's the next game up, and hopefully they can go out there and win and keep going.
Nice. All right, great call, man. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Not crapping on your run sheet, Zaddy Kurt, but I love some phone calls from the fans today.
That was
I forgot we were off tomorrow. I should have put that on there. Sorry.
That was like an hour ago. You just now reading it?
No, I've been ready, but I just thought I would, you know.
Say it out loud. Yeah. Like you do everything else that's private business.
It's private business, man.
Were you still, as football players, when they were up, what was it, 24-6 at the half? Were you like, oh, this is done? Or was you still...
Nah, against that team, not nervous, but you're still like, we ain't finished yet, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you feel like this, especially against the better teams, like they're gonna make a run. There's gonna be a run at some point in time.
There's always momentum shifts.
Yeah,
right?
And then I think Mike took his foot off the gas a little bit in the second half. And then you had the fumble, and it was 24-13 or something. Yeah, and he was like, 11. You know, now it's like, uh oh. Like, but they responded, and that I think after they responded and went down, it was like, we good.
Coach Sirianni said that he told his team at halftime, if we score within those first five, because the first 5 minutes coming out in that third quarter is huge for a lot of teams. So he told his team, we back in this if we score, but they didn't score. Mm-hmm. Then the next series, they didn't score. Then we had the turnover. Yeah. But by then, I think the rhythm of the game was already in place.
Yeah, I think last night showed you, too, how huge – the turnover battle is when you have two really good teams.
Yeah, because they were both times they were moving.
They were moving, and that could have swung way. We've seen that before. It could have swung way the other way, and it just like and you could tell it killed them.
I knew. I just knew you were gonna slide that cowboy.
We've seen
negativity.
I can't help it, Nate. It's bred into me. I was in this building for 19 years. Like it's always you. Always like you just don't want to get too excited. Right. Like even after this, like it, I'm gonna enjoy it, but I'm also gonna remind myself, like, okay, there might be a letdown in here somewhere.
It was
good, and I'm excited for this week because You've got a great team at home. You've got an outstanding team at home. Let's see if it translates and you go on the road in cold weather. I don't know if there's any more hostile environment than Buffalo these days.
I just love it because I'm listening to the other shows and, the weather is what's going to determine. And I'm saying to myself, don't do that. Don't. Even though I want a cold weather guy, don't do that. Don't just put it in everybody's head that the weather's going to determine the game. These guys may be so hyped and so pumped, and if the weather don't be bad and they win, what's the excuse then? You know,
more excuses.
Let's let this thing play out, man. Let's don't give reasons why we shouldn't win the game. Let's start giving reasons why we should win the game.
And it's looking more – how many games they got left? Four?
They got a quarterback there to give you – that quarterback will give you – he going to give you one a game. It's just what you're going to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And when he gives it up.
Yes.
More point. So you got
and
four,
when he gives it up.
Four games. You got what, Buffalo?
At Buffalo, at Miami, home against Detroit, and then at Washington.
It's looking more and more like you could win out.
Those aren't going to be easy games, but yeah. They're
not going to be easy.
They're better teams.
You could win
Is
out.
Is that my doubt creeping in?
let's wait and see.
Just let them keep playing, man. If they beat Buffalo, I'm where I need to be, you know. I don't want it to get worse. And what I mean by that is, what if Philadelphia do what? And I'm not looking for them to. I don't ride on another team. But what if they do slip a couple of times? What if they gauntlet they've been through, including us? What if it has beaten them up a little bit?
That's their last hard one, right? They got the Giants twice, Seattle, and then there's one other.
I think Washington's.
The Cardinals?
Oh, the Cardinals. That's
Cardinals,
right.
Yeah.
I just we're just moving. Let's don't count our eagle eggs before they hatch.
All right, Chris, who we got on the phone?
We have Tommy in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Tommy in Utah, what's up?
Yo.
How are you?
Hey, man, it doesn't matter what happens the rest of this regular season. We all know where this thing's going. We're going to a divisional round against San Francisco, and we've got to beat them there.
Mm. Bottom line.
How you feel about that?
I feel good about it. I think the team is has shown some resiliency and toughness, and Dak's playing like an MVP.
True.
What was your take on the game last night?
Happy we won. I thought we should have won the first game, pending a bunch of stupid calls that didn't go our way. But looking at the stats, it looks like we outplayed them the first time. So glad to see them get it done this time.
All right.
Hey, and back to the race. I was doing some studying, and Shannon, you got it.
You got it.
Go back and look. There's a certain guy, old Zaddy Holly over there, had the whole trailer park behind him as he was running down the field getting tackled on the one.
Oh, wow.
So you got this.
Well,
got to bring that up.
Those were
still
professional athletes that were chasing.
You know the guy that chased me was a Pro Bowler as well, right? He was a first round pick. Don't forget the guy that was chasing me was also.
Jesse got tackled on the one. You know, Shannon might have got tackled on like the 50.
Shannon wouldn't have been in the game. No. Let's be honest. He would have been
lucky to be in the stadium. No. I appreciate that.
You were in the stadium, weren't you?
Get on that treadmill, watch that replay over and over.
Just motivation. I appreciate it, Tommy. Thank you for the confidence. He's more confident than I am, that's for sure.
The trailer park did jump on my back, though. Not going to lie. I was carrying two double wides. That thing got on me.
Glad you're honest.
All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, the final segment of Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment on this Victory Monday, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys!
All right, let's go back to the phones. Chris, who do we have?
We got Chris in Connecticut.
Chris, how are you?
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Happy Cowboy Victory Monday.
Yes, sir!
How you feeling?
I felt like that was the most complete game I've seen that team play in several years.
It was. Dominated them.
It was one of, I have to say, going into the game, I was like, I believe it when I see it.
You sound like Shannon.
Been let down too many times, but, right?
You saw it.
So I did. And you know what I really liked seeing was I feel like Dak is, he's finally hitting receivers in stride. Is that my imagination? Like, it just seems like he's hitting people on the run rather than having to reach back half the time or stop to catch the ball. Seems much more accurate.
Nah, he's in his zone right now. He's throwing the football pretty well, man, and guys are getting open. That's the biggest thing, that the guys are actually getting open, and when you do that, you make the quarterback job a lot easier.
Yeah, they're working hard. Hey, I have a question for you guys. I've been listening to running some errands today and listening to a lot of football radio as usual, but I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing about the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes complaining about, you know, they didn't give a heads up that Kadarius he was lined Tony. Up in the new. Like, how many times have we seen that happen to the Cowboys?
Yeah,
they don't give the guys on the defensive line a warning.
Yeah, I think after Patrick Mahomes watches it. And he he has a moment to sit with it. I think when you hear his next time he's available for the media, he'll probably sit there and go, "Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong." I think Patrick Mahomes' biggest frustration is that his team is losing, and his receivers are dropping the ball, doing stupid stuff like that, and they're losing games that they should be winning, but because of these mistakes, he's now a frustrated quarterback. He's realizing now what a lot of other teams are realizing when you don't have weapons in your arsenal.
Right.
I think that's the major part of his frustration. That was an accumulation of pent up frustration that he just let out because of that particular situation.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to keep you too long, but I know you got to talk to other people, but. I was immediately reminded it was 2 years ago against the Packers where the Cowboys played in Green Bay, and there was a key play where that got called back late in the game because one of the Cowboys receivers was lined up off.
Yeah,
you know,
Jalen,
in the neutral zone.
Jalen Tolbert. That was last year.
Yeah. Oh, that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was last. I thought it was him. So nobody was whining then or calling for the refs.
I
you
got
know,
you. Yeah, no.
To redo it anyway.
That's football 101, a receiver spot. Check where you're at.
I think Andy right.
Well, I appreciate it. I love what you guys do, and huge fan of all y'all.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for the call.
What you're saying. I think Andy Reid already kind of backtracked a little bit today.
After
this
they
morning.
Went looked at the at the film.
Yeah. So,
what do you think about, is this, Collinsworth was talking about this on the broadcast last night, that Dak was almost trying to sell them on, like, how easy things are coming to him now and, like, how it's just clicking and he's figured it out. Do you think this is the Dak we can expect going forward, or is, you know, do we think he's kicked it in? He's playing like an elite quarterback. You know, we used to always say he's around 7 to 12, 14, somewhere in there, and now he's top 3 to 5 the way he's playing right now. Do you think we can expect this from him going forward now that him and Mike are on the same page and it seems like they're clicking and everything seems to be working, or is this kind of a everything's coming together at the same time and the stars are aligning and this is what he is now, but is the old Dak kind of who he is?
Oh, I think this is who he is now. I mean, in the past, well, they've always said that there's a maturation. Thanks for speaking.
There you go, Jesse.
I gotcha. Yeah.
One zaddy to another.
One zaddy to another. You know what I'm saying? The zaddies hold each other down.
That's right. Sometimes the quarterbacks, the mental part of the game, have to catch up with their body. And a lot of times, we saw it with Romo, by the time the mental caught up, his body was breaking down. Mm-hmm. I think Dak is just, he's reaching that point where he understands better the game, what McCarthy's doing. He's healthy. That's been a big thing over these past few years. So I think this is the guy going forward.
Yeah, he understands the offense, but more importantly, you know, and I know this is simple and a lot of people won't buy into it, don't care. He's moving. He's moving around. He's giving himself a chance. And I ain't talking about running for first downs. I'm talking about just moving around, being that football player we saw. Now, he had great football instincts back then, but now with the knowledge of the game, what Kurt just said, and probably what Zaddy Holly's going to say to back it up is, you know, what is that word, y'all? Maturation.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Got it.
Make sure you get the word right, because you'll call it something else.
Yeah.
Slip an S in there.
Yeah. Stop.
Be pulled off the air.
Stop.
You be pulling something, all right?
Yeah.
You be pulling something, all right? You be tugging, all right?
What do you think, Jess?
Yeah, I think it's just the mental maturity.
So you think this is here to stay? You think this is the new Dak?
Yeah, I mean, physically, there is no more that he can add to his game, right? Mm-hmm. As you get older, he's not getting faster. His arm isn't getting stronger. Mm-hmm. That's just not physically possible. I think now it's the mental maturity. It's I've seen everything, right? I've been through the gauntlet a couple times. I know how to read a defense and how to set a player up. And you know, for what it's worth, one of the reasons when Mike McCarthy came here, his big thing has been his quarterback school and his development of quarterbacks. And it's not a physical thing. It's being able to see the game differently. And I go back to what Aaron Rodgers said a few weeks ago when Aaron Rodgers just, willingly, unprovoked, brought up Dak Prescott. When the light bulb went off for Aaron, I think he's looking across and going,
"He just went off."
I remember that. I remember this. What he's doing, I remember when that happened to me, and this probably happened around this time, year
Green
7,
19.
8, or 9. But yeah, the biggest thing for me is Dak's mental maturity and his ability to see and diagnose stuff and just get rid of the ball.
Yeah, I like the we finally found out where "Here We Go" comes from.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
If you weren't listening to the broadcast last night, it's correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a signal for the offensive linemen when they're communicating and talking. It's "Here we go." He's telling them, "Okay,
shut
it down."
Yep.
And then he goes into. He said he couldn't remember the first time that he did it.
What's up, girl? Let me stop.
Yes, you stop. The first time he did, he had to go back to be honest and ask him. I think he had to find out where it was from.
Yeah.
Can somebody walk by at least 6 feet tall?
That's foul. That's
God,
foul.
Nate.
That's foul.
Hi, how are y'all? Sure. Y'all enjoying the tour?
What's this? Hello.
Oh, we got
hey!
A sign. Hang on.
We got a sign. Slow down. It says, "Hello, hanging with the boys. Happy Victory Monday from Peter Donna Blackwell from Chesapeake, VA."
Nice.
Jesse, get off the porch.
Thank y'all for listening.
I'm going to go hug them.
Ask them what time they scheduled that tour so we'll know what time to tell people to come through. Jesse just went out in the hall to hug some folks. We would bring him on the air, but we're not allowed to do that anymore, I don't think. So we got another
call?
I think we got one more call, don't we?
Yeah, James in Long Island.
James, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Shannon? How you doing?
Great, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, guys? I just wanted to kind of call in thoughts on the game. Obviously, I mean, it was a great game, beating Eagles and everything. But I couldn't help. I want to ask you guys a question. Do you guys think that the Eagles played a little rope-a-dope with us, knowing that they had all the tiebreakers? Because I just felt like we didn't get that best effort, and I thought it was kind of like an NBA game where a team, just kind of mailed it in and really didn't give it an A-plus effort, because it clearly looked like they gave like a C or D effort, probably the worst effort of the season, I thought, outside of the 49er game. And it just worries me that when we play them again, it's going to be a much more, I would say, focused Eagle team.
It will be. It'll be the playoffs. You're right. It will be. And you played a team that just came out of a hell of a gauntlet.
Yeah, that was the last game.
And that played a very physical team before, came and played the Cowboys, who needed a victory. Yeah, they kind of – but you couldn't tell Fletcher Cox that. You couldn't tell. You couldn't tell Devontae – Smith,
mm-hmm.
Who fumbled. This guy was trying. You couldn't tell A.J. Brown that refused to back down from Gilmore. So once they saw as a team, as a whole, where the situation was going and the coaches, you definitely couldn't tell Sirianni that because he late in the game, one of the plays, they called a foul against his team, and he looked at the ref, he said, who's that on? And he said, you are. He said, what the? So, yeah. I mean, sometime when you're getting whipped, you're going to continue to compete, but it don't. But the effort is not as forceful as it would normally be. See, when it ain't your day, sometimes you just got to get through the event. Like much like the Cowboys had to do with the 49ers, they had to just get through the event healthy. That's what the Eagles are doing. Now, you can bet Coach Sirianni right now is sitting down with his staff saying, fellas, what do we do and how do we do it and how in this short period of time to fix this team? My team is broken. What do we do and how do we do it? You know, we can't go at these guys forcefully. They've been there. They've been to the mountaintop. They didn't cross over with the Super Bowl, but they've been to the mountaintop. So we can't just blow smoke at them. We got to kind of come with them as something that they can understand and digest.
How important – that's a good point because I think if you didn't have the turnovers last night, that's a really different-looking game. And I think if the Cowboys didn't jump out to an early lead at home, that's a totally different game. How big is it – when you're playing a big rival like that or even a big game like that, how important is it to jump out to an early lead? How much is the team that gets the lead on them, how defeating is that?
For the Cowboys, it's a lot. For Philadelphia, they've played
those close
back
games.
And forth. Yeah. I like to kind of tend to my own house a lot. Y'all hear me say that. But – I do respect how physical this game is. Nobody is going to play a Super Bowl winner or a Super Bowl loser. When you walk into their stadium, their team, you're going to get their best shot. And Philadelphia has been down that road. And for them not to have changed offensive coordinators, changed defensive coordinators, a little bit of different philosophy, quarterback isn't playing as well as he played last year. This is the results, but guess what? They're still 10-3. They still have a chance to win the East, unless this gauntlet that they've just went through, including us, really takes its toll. I doubt it will. I think Coach Sirianni is a good enough coach that he'll figure out a way to get two or three of these games as wins.
Any parting words, Kurt?
Go Cowboys.
Zaddy. Any final words,
Jesse,
Zaddy?
Any final thoughts?
What about you,
words,
Zaddy?
Feelings?
Zaddy is Zaddy.
Y'all wish you were Zaddy.
There you go. Mic drop. Y'all wish they was calling y'all Zaddy. Y'all wish.
No, we just the guys that hang around the trailer park picking up the crumbs.
That's right. It.
Happy to be around.
The Zaddy around. Leftovers.
They drop them.
Y'all get the Zaddy leftovers.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, I got nothing.
You got
that
nothing?
Was it.
All right. Good show.
Hey, good going out there talking to the peeps, man. That was great. I like that.
Jesse, good seeing you. Nate, thanks for bringing it. Kurt, good seeing you. Chris, thanks for keeping
calls.
Us on the air. Jazz.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Thanks for keeping Chris company most of the time. I didn't see you today. What's our fella's name?
Josh.
Josh, thanks for keeping us on all the social
Josh,
channels.
Josh, if you see –
Will,
you
we
see,
miss you.
If you see Shannon in the hallway –
punch him in the mouth.
Run up on him.
That's violence.
Yeah. We don't condone it, but we understand it.
Especially on this show. Victory Monday. No show tomorrow, so we will be back Wednesday.
Donate to Holly's Helping Hands.
Yes. Cowboys offense and
Bill's defense.
I thought we were playing against the cold. That's what everybody's saying. We play.
That's part of the defense. Bring it. Do your homework.
Why are your knuckles
know the
swollen?
Forecast.
Punching things.
My hand got infected people. Over the weekend.
If you go to the doctor, you go to the doctor, bro.
I spent too much time in a trailer.
You banging on them doors.
Hand infection. All right, we'll be back Wednesday on
Is Jesse in there? Is Zaddy Holly in there?
We up!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!